Miss Cornelius by W.F. Harvey. Andrew Saxon was Senior Science Master at Cornford School. Cornford is a new school, remodelled on an old foundation. HMIs, when they can afford it, and that is not often, send their boys there, especially if they have a bent for science. Many parents thought that Andrew should have been headmaster, but he himself was aware of his limitations, that he was more of a teacher than an administrator, more of a stimulus than a teacher, one might guess after reading that brilliantly disturbing book, Saxon and Butler's Introduction to the Principles of Organic Chemistry. He was known to the boys as Anglo-Saxon, or Old Alfred, and was treated by them with an affectionate respect, which was increased by the knowledge that he was a first-rate rifle shot and had once been runner-up for the King's Prize at Bisley. Saxon had never shown any special interest in psychical research, but when his friend Clinton, the manager of Eastern Counties Bank, asked him to take part in a joint investigation into what was going on in Meadowfield Terrace, he did not like to refuse. The house was occupied by Park, a cashier in the bank, Mrs. Park and two children, a cook who had been with Park for 5 years, a rather slow-witted girl of 16, who acted as nurse parlourmaid, and Miss Cornelius. Saxon knew Miss Cornelius by sight as the elderly lady who lived in that rather delightful house by the vicarage. He understood from Clinton that it was undergoing extensive renovations, and that while the plumbers and painters were about the place, she had suggested lodging with the Parks, who were always glad to receive paying guests. The manifestations had been going on over a period of 3 weeks. They consisted apparently of rappings, noises like those made by the dropping of very heavy weights, unaccountable movements of tables and articles of furniture, the mysterious locking and unlocking of doors, and perhaps strangest of all, the throwing about, apart from any observed human agency, of all sorts of miscellaneous objects, ranging from chessmen and gramophone needles to lumps of coal and metal candlesticks. "With a little luck, it looks as if I should be in for an interesting evening," said Saxon to his wife. "If I were to hazard a guess, I should say that the servant girl is somehow connected with it." Certainly the evening was interesting. In the drawing room at Meadowfield Terrace, Saxon was introduced by Clinton to Park and Mrs. Park and Miss Cornelius. At his suggestion, Park recapitulated the happenings of the last 3 weeks, his wife and Miss Cornelius from time to time adding or correcting details.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?